7-5 overall record. Greenville down in fourth at 5-7 overall. A chance to make up some ground here in Bristol over the next 2 days. And Kingsport, who won the Appy League Championship last year, off to a bit of a slow start. They're 4-8 down there in the number 5 spot in the West. We'll quickly review the East side. Danville 8-4. Burlington 7-5. Princeton is 5-7. They're in third place. Bluefield and Pulaski are down and tied for fourth with a 3-7 overall record. So we are getting close to first pitch here. Let's run over the starting lineup for the Flyboys, who will hit first as the visiting team. The third baseman batting first, Johnny Pilla. Batting second, Nick Barone at first base. Batting third, Gavin Boyle, the designated hitter. Batting fourth in right field, Joel Dragu. Batting fifth in left field, Austin Bode. Batting sixth in center field, Aiden Hill. Batting seventh at shortstop, Wallace Clark. Batting eighth and catching, Avery Collins. And batting ninth at second base is Tristan Ellis. And they'll face a righty, Harold Baez, who's got his third start of the season. 0-0 record, 3.38 ERA. And the first pitch is in there for a strike. Johnny Pilla, the hitter for Greenville. Pilla from Stony Brook in his freshman season. Swings and misses at a Baez fastball, and it's 0-2. Pilla on the year for Greenville, two doubles and five RBI. Hitting from the left-hand side. Baez brings the 0-2, wastes off the plate. Quickly, the defense for Bristol. We told you Harold Baez on the mound, his battery mate Nick Strong behind the plate. In the infield, Aries Gardner at first, Derek Cease at second, Nick Arias at short, Joe Kinneberg at third base. And we'll get to the outfield after this pitch. Baez comes with it, the 1-2. That's up and away as Strong able to squeeze it but not frame it up. Count even. Baez takes a peek, the 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, and there's a strikeout swinging to start the first inning, and a good start for the righty, Baez. So in the outfield for the State Liners, it is Aiden Heberle out in right field, Jordan Austin in center field, and Trey Oblas in left. We thought we were going to see Oblas over the weekend, but he was a late scratch from the ball game on Saturday. Good to see him back out in left field. Here's Nick Barone. First pitch, good fastball. Barone thought about swinging, but held up. It was a strike anyways. It's 0-1. The 0-1 from Baez on the way. Off the plate. Oh, they'll get a strike too. So a nice borderline pitch goes the way of Baez, and it's 0-2. Baez doing a great job of filling up the zone here early with strikes. Here's the 0-2 from Baez. Here's a foul ball right over top of the State Liners dugout on the left-hand side over near third base. And the count stays 0-2. Now, Barone is he just finished up his freshman year at West Virginia, where he hit 250, had two extra base hits. Both of them homers, 364 OBP in the Big 12. 0-2, shattered bat out towards left, and in bloop territory, it's down for the first hit of the ballgame as Barone finds some green grass out in front of Oblas, and it's a single for Barone with one out in the first. So Gavin Boyle will step in next, hitting from the left-hand side. Boyle is the designated hitter today. And Boyle just wrapped up his freshman season at VCU. Didn't see any action this year in his freshman year, but a chance to get some valuable reps this summer with the Flyboys. First pitch off the plate. One ball, no strikes. One ball, no strike. Baez takes a peek over at the runner at first, Barone, and brings it. A swing and a miss. It looked like Boyle was out in front of the pitch, and it's one ball and one strike. Now a bit more on Baez. A righty, just finished up his sophomore year at Pittsburgh State, a school in Kansas. This, again, his third start of the year, and he's gotten better each time he's gone out. I'll check on the runner, Barone, at first. He's back in safely. Baez started the home opener here against Kingsport on June the 8th. 3 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 2 strikeouts, and a walk, including 1 home run that he gave up. That was a loss on the day for Bristol as Kingsport won that ball game 13-7. Then Baez pitched against Burlington on the road on June 14th, threw 5 innings that night, gave up 5 hits, a run, 3 strikeouts, and 1 walk. The State Liners won that in extra innings overtime, if you will, against the Sock Puppets. 1-1, swing and a miss as Boyle misses. It looked like Barone was ready to go to second, but a bit of a fake out there as he'll stay at first. 1-2, scoreless game, top of the first. Gavin Boyle, the hitter, against Harold Baez. One ball, 2 strikes from Baez, nipping at the outside corner but unable to get it. So 2-2. Baez retired the leadoff hitter Pilla on a strikeout swinging. And then the number 2 hitter Barone found some grass between short and left for the first base hit of the ball game for Greenville. Boyle wagging the bat in the box. Baez checks again at first. No tag as Barone in easily. Barone hitting .318 thus far for Greenville this year, including 3 doubles. Excuse me, Boyle in the box, the number 15 outfielder in South Carolina for his senior season. 2-2, runner going, strike 3, swinging, throw down in time. Strike him out, throw him out, double play, and the State Liners are out of it here in the first. Only 3 batters come to the plate, and Bristol will have a chance to take the lead when we return. You are listening to the State Liners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a State Liner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. Scoreless top of the first. A big double play there to end the top of inning number one. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. Gavin Boyle, the lefty, swings and misses at the 2-strike pitch from Baez. And Nick Strong with a, dare we say, strong throw down to second base to retire Nick Barone. And that sets up the State Liners for a chance to take the lead here early in the ballgame in the bottom of inning number one. Now, we do want to give you all a chance to shoot us a message. We know that we may have some Greenville folks listening in tonight on our video stream, so we welcome you here to Bristol. I'm Chris Mangrum, voice of the State Liners, here for 2023. Now, one thing that we love to do on all of our home broadcasts is to get you involved in the game. So be sure to send us a text. Our phone number is 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know who you are. Introduce yourself and send us a message. And we'd love to chat with you. As we like to say here, a broadcast is basically just a big conversation. So we'd love to hear from you. Let us know where you're watching from here tonight. Jordan Austin steps in for the first pitch against Landon Willeman, and it's called strike one. Willeman, a right-handed pitcher, as he throws the 0-1, and it's lifted out to left. This is Bode going back towards the wall, and he'll put it away easily for the first out of inning number one. So a quick at-bat there for Jordan Austin, who came in hitting a tick below 400 on the year. And the first pitch to Freeney, did they call no pitch there? Or did they call it a ball? Freeney, they are going to call no pitch, it looked like, as Freeney just stepped right out of the box. Here's the pitch from Willeman. Here's a foul ball. The catcher, Collins, a tough play on the warning track over near the on-deck circle for Bristol. And there's a quick out, as technically only one pitch thrown to Tariq Freeney. It's a foul out to the catcher. Two batters, two fly ball outs, and here's Nick Strong. Strong's average at 367. His OPS is 873. Does have a homer on the year. First pitch called strike one. Now Willeman, the starter for Greenville, pitches for Bowling Green State University. He's 20 years old, a righty, 6 foot 200. The 0-1 off the plate, good fastball. Willeman started the first game of the year for Greenville and currently leads the Flyboys in innings pitched thus far, 8 1/3. 1-1 downstairs. This is Willeman's second stint in summer ball. Played for the North Adams Steeplecats in summer 2021. 2-1 from Strong, popped up in the infield. Flyboys converging, and it's Clark who will put it away for the third out. So a quick first inning on both sides. Only three batters come to the plate for both teams, and it's all flyouts for Bristol in the first. We've got no score. We'll be right back with the second inning on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. If you're just joining us, you didn't miss much in the first inning. Only one hit on either side. Only three batters come to the plate for both teams. And it'll be the 4-5-6 hitters here for the Flyboys in the top of the second inning. Dragoo, Bode, and Hill. And we'll give you another chance here, folks, to be sure to send us a message here as we're in the top of the second inning. No score. Shoot us a text at 276-285-8780. Again, that number, 276-285-8780. We'd love to hear from you. Introduce yourself. Say hello. Let us know where you're watching from. Now, in the four home games we've done thus far, we've knocked off 20 states on our United States map. We've got a little map up here in our booth. And every time we hear from someone from a new state, we color that state in. So we're up to 20 states this year, including Canada and Puerto Rico as well on top of those 20 states. We're trying to fill this bad boy up before the season finishes up. So be sure to send us a message. Let's have some conversation here this evening. All right, Joel Dragoo, the hitter. First pitch from Baez, misses 1-0. And here comes the second pitch of the inning. Looks like Dragoo went around, and the home plate umpire Marvin Sims agrees. Count even at 1-1. Dragoo from Presbyterian. 1-1 fouled out of play. Three doubles on the year for Dragoo, an impressive .395 batting average. In his season up at Presbyterian, a member of the Blue Hose, .253 batting average, 19 extra base hits, 8 of those homers. 1-2 from Baez on the way. Check swing fouled straight back, and we'll do it again. Dragoo played in all 55 games that Presbyterian had this year. started 53 of them, the only player on the Presbyterian squad to play in every game. One ball and two strikes. The pitch from Baez. Hit hard on a rope out the left. Oblas running back to the wall. He's not going to get there as it bounces up against the fence. Dragu on his way to second, and he's got a stand-up double. So there's a nice start to the second, a base hit for Joel Dragu. So leadoff double for Dragu, and here's Austin Bode. Bode hitting 231 coming into play today. Originally went to Louisville coming out of college, transferred to Indiana. Got a lot of Indiana flavor on this Flyboys roster. First pitch to Bode, misses up and away, ball one. Bode did not see any action this season for Indiana. A lefty in the batter's box, throws right. Today he's in left field for Greenville. The 1-0, that caught the corner, and it's even at 1-1. Scoreless game, top of the second. Greenville has two hits. Bristol does not have a hit on the board just yet. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ground ball towards Gardner at first. He'll smother it and step on the bag. That does allow Dragu to move up to third. So an effective at bat for Bode. He's retired. But the go-ahead run is 90 feet from home. Aiden Hill strolls to the plate. So Aiden Hill, a lefty from VCU. You've heard that college mentioned already. Rough start to the summer. 3 for his first 30. Pitch off the plate, ball one. Hill played in 15 games earlier this year for VCU, including 3 starts. One zero outside for Baez. Hill's batting average sitting at 100, on-base percentage at 275. It seems like the issue for him has been the strikeouts. He's got 13 of them in 30 at-bats, which is tied for the team lead. Coming into play today. 2-0 pitch from Baez. Hit towards second. That should score a run. Cease. Routine ground ball to first, but I think that might be what Hill was trying to do right there as he picks up his 4th RBI of the season, and Greenville leads it here in the second, 1-0. Joel Dragu comes across. So here's Wallace Clark, another lefty in the lineup against the righty Baez. First pitch on the way. And that misses off the plate, ball one. Clark from Oklahoma. Hit 237 for the Sooners this year. 11 extra base hits, 392 on base percentage. 1-0 misses off the plate. Now we're 2-0. Clark hitting only 158 coming into play in the summer. 3 hits across 19 at-bats. 2-0. Again, misses outside, and now Baez struggling a bit. He's now behind to Clark, 3-0. We told you earlier that Greenville's towards the bottom of the league in most offensive categories. Got an early lead here. 3-0 swinging. Clark pops it up down the left field line. Kinneberg towards Bristol's dugout, and it's going to get out of play. And, of course, Kinneberg, the son of manager Bill Kinneberg, giving some good old-fashioned coach's kid effort there, able to run right over to the Bristol's the bullpen down the left field line, but just ran out of room. So there's the first strike. As Clark fouls off a 3-0 pitch, and it's 3-1. Three balls and 1 strike. Baez brings it. And there's ball four. Nice take by Clark as he will take the jog down to first. He's the second base runner of the inning, third base runner of the ball game for the Flyboys. And here's Avery Collins. Now Collins, 136 batting average. Again, some lower averages from this Greenville team. We've told you about their struggles on offense. First pitch from Baez. Misses, low and away, and it's 1-0. When Baez is able to get ahead of hitters, he's seeming to have some success, but struggling when he falls behind. Collins, the switch hitter from Greenville, Tennessee, repping his hometown Flyboys. 1-0 again off the plate, 2-0. This is the third year for Collins as a member of the Flyboys. He's sort of... He was on the inaugural Greenville Flyboys team, and he's been on the team ever since. He plays at Cleveland State Community College in Tennessee. 2-0, runner at first is Clark. The pitch, swing and fouled off to the left side onto the hill. It's 2-1. Tristan Ellis, the number 9 hitter, awaits on deck. Collins, 288 average this season at Cleveland State, 17 hits, 13 runs, 468 on base percentage. Baez takes a peek at first and brings the 2-1. It's chopped towards first but foul. Gardner fields it in front of the first base bag. And the count's even. Greenville with a 1-0 lead here in the second inning. Joel Dragoo led off the inning with a double. He was moved over to third on a backside ground ball over to first, and then he scored on a RBI ground out by Aiden Hill. 2-2 the count here as Baez looks to end the inning. Fishing for the outside corner and doesn't get it, and we're full once again. Baez pitch count running up here early on. He's up to 35 here through the first two innings after having a 1-2-3 inning in the first. Wallace Clark will get a free jump at it on the 3-2 pitch with two outs, but it'll have to wait as time is called. And here we go. Big payoff pitch here. Baez a chance to put the inning away. Here it is. And chopped foul towards the Greenville on deck circle. Nice at bat here from Collins, who's seen quite a few pitches. Trying to make Baez work even harder here in the second. Looking ahead to the bottom of the second, it'll be 4-5-6 scheduled for Bristol. Gardner, Oblast, Kinneberg when we get there. Runner goes, 3-2, another foul ball. This one out of play again. We told you Baez, the starter for Bristol, has had a couple nice starts already this year. Looking to put together his third. He does not have a win or loss on the season thus far. 3-2. There's ball four and another walk for Baez. So Collins down to first. Clark up to second. Five batters have come to the plate in this inning. Three of them have reached base. A double and two walks, and here comes Ted Power. So if you're unfamiliar with Coach Power, he was a longtime major league pitcher and a coach, and he actually was a pitching coach for Pulaski, the River Turtles, for the last 2 years. And he's got a ton of experience. He was the bullpen coach for the Reds for a few years back, the Cincinnati Reds, that is, in 2016 through 18. And worked his way up through the system. He was in Advanced League, High A, Dayton Dragons, Triple A Louisville Bats, who you probably are aware of if you're a big baseball fan. Played 13 years in the majors. And had a nice little career in the major leagues, a fifth-round draft pick out of Kansas State and was most recently inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. So a quick breather for Baez after the meeting on the mound, and here's Tristan Ellis. There's a swing and a miss to start the at-bat. Always love to see when the pitching coach goes out to the mound and you see the pitcher respond well. Two on, two out. Greenville leads it 1-0 in the top of the second. Baez. And it's fouled by Ellis out of play down the left field line. Nearly took out the third base coach for Greenville. So 0-2, Baez a pitch away. No balls and two strikes. Baez takes a peek at second at Clark in the pitch. This one hit foul down the first baseline. Almost identical foul balls. One to third base, one to first base. And again, Ellis fighting here with two strikes against Baez. No balls, two strikes. Baez again peaks at second. Clark with a big lead. The pitch. And it misses up high. Strong tried to grab that pitch and just put it back in the strike zone, but didn't fool Marvin Sims behind the plate. One ball and two strikes. Johnny Pilla, the leadoff hitter for Greenville, awaits on deck for his second at bat. The only question is, will it come here in the second or will it have to wait? 1-2 from Baez. Breaking ball up and away. Again, Baez had a fairly decent first inning. He struck out two hitters, gave up a single, but Barone was thrown out stealing at second base. So only three batters faced in inning number one. We're up to six batters here in the second thus far. 2-2 from Baez. Ball three. He's now gone full on several hitters here in the inning. And he's in danger of loading the bases on three consecutive walks. No state liners warming up down the left field line as Baez trying to work out of a jam here. But you'd start to think if he walks a few more, that could get active quickly. Runners can move on the pitch. 3-2. There's strike three. And Baez slaps his glove and lets out a yelp coming off the mound as only one run comes across in the inning. So nicely done by Baez to limit the damage. Greenville leads it 1-0. We'll be back with the bottom of the second right after this break on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. 1-0 our score. Greenville leads it in the bottom of inning number two. As Joel Dragoo led off the second with a double and scored on a couple of ground outs. And that's the reason Greenville's in the lead. Quick shout out to Priscilla Rodriguez, who's watching from Tucson, Arizona. The aunt of Nick Arias, who we'll see here shortly. And Priscilla, thank you for watching. Unfortunately, we've already had Arizona represented on the year, as I'm sure there have been several folks who've tuned in for Nick's ball games. But thank you for watching. First pitch to Aries Gardner. Misses outside from Landon Williman. And the bottom of the second is underway. Gardner hitting .333, sporting that pink bat once again as a 1-2 misses low. Two balls and no strikes. Gardner's got 8 hits already on the season, 2 doubles, driven in 4. And a 2-0 misses as well. And one of the underrated parts of Gardner's game is his ability to get on base. His batting, his on-base percentage is at .500, and that's going to go up even higher as a 4-pitch walk, and that's the first base runner of the ball game for Bristol. So here's Trey Oblas hitting from the left side. His average sitting at .303, 798 OPS. First pitch. There's a strike. Oblas has 1 of 3 home runs hit by the State Liners. A 1 the count to Oblas. Willeman misses up and away, ball 2. Or ball 1, excuse me, 1 ball, 1 strike. Hello to Jim and Laura Cease from Plymouth, Pennsylvania. We appreciate you guys listening in again. Hope you enjoyed your time in Bristol this past weekend. 1 ball, 1 strike off the plate. Oblas has got 14 strikeouts across 33 at-bats. That's sort of been his issue thus far, but does have 10 hits and 9 runs, so he's been getting on base quite a bit as well. 2-1, Oblas hits it off the end of the bat, over and picked up by Joe Kenneberg in the on-deck circle. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenville leads it 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Gardner stands at first, no outs, and a 2-2 count to the lefty, Trey Oblas. There's one spoiled out of play. Oblas, originally at the University of Utah, has since transferred to Cisco. As a pitch off the plate, we're full. Excuse me, it's Grayson Junior College for Oblas. It's Cisco for Tariq Freeney. 3-2, runner going. Oblas slaps one. Fielded at second by Ellis. He knocks it down, but unable to make a play. Gardner with a heads-up base-running move moves up to third. That's going to be the first base hit for Bristol, I would assume. I doubt they're calling that one an error, as Ellis had to go cover second base on the steal and then had to reverse direction to try to get the ground ball from Oblas. So give Oblas a single, and Gardner, who was off with the pitch, ends up at third base. So here's a good start to the second inning. Runners on first and third. Gardner at third, Oblas at first, and here's Joe Kenneberg. Runner going. Kenneberg pops one up, and it's going to get out of play. Oblas would have been in trouble had that stayed fair. 0-1 the count to Kenneberg. .333 average for Kenneberg. .378 on base percentage. OPS 772. 7 RBI, 11 hits for Kenneberg, and probably his biggest one of the year was a walk-off here on the second home game of the year against Kingsport. Oblas dives in safely on the pickoff attempt. That gave that hit from Kenneberg gave the State Liners their first win at home as Kenneberg off the hands, and it's dropped at second. Oh, my. They're going to say sort of the old intentional drop the ball there at second base by Ellis, but they go ahead and call Kenneberg out. So the umpires did not allow that to happen. Not sure why they would have wanted Kenneberg at first rather than Oblas. I'd say Kenneberg probably's got a little more speed, if I had to guess. First pitch misses downstairs to Arias. Arias hitting .222 on the young Appy League season. 4 runs, 6 hits for him. Oblas the runner at first. Gardner at third. They'll check again on Oblas. And he's back in once again. Arias, Heberle, Cease, the next few hitters, as another pickoff. Big lead at third by Gardner. Oblas running. The throw down is on the shortstop side of the bag, and Oblas gets a stolen base. So all those pickoff attempts, you got to think Oblas maybe was thinking on the first move to the plate. He was taken off, and a good throw from Collins might have gotten him at second, but the throw was wide, and now two in scoring position for Arias. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's a fly ball out towards right field by Arias. Will it be deep enough to score the run? Dragoo catches, fires home. Here comes Gardner. The throw is up the line, and Bristol's on the board as Oblas able to advance to third on the sack fly, give Arias an RBI, and we're tied here in the second. Dragoo had a good arm out there in right field, had the throw bend once again on the money. It probably would have been a close play at home, but otherwise, Bristol has tied it here in the second inning at one. And the first pitch to Aiden Heberle misses inside. Heberle was our player of the game, state liner of the game, on Sunday against Burlington as the 1-0 pitch is called strike one. Heberle's OPS up at 1171. And a 1-1 strike is Heberle hitting down in the eighth spot. He's got 7 hits, 3 doubles, driven in 2. On-base percentage is .583. He's been living on the base paths and playing some good defense in right as well. 1-2. The pitch from Williman on the way. Heberle thought he held up. They'll check, and Will Ferguson agrees. So 2-2. Trey Oblas stands at third base. He represents the go-ahead run here early in the ballgame. 2-2. Williman brings the 2-2. And in off the fist, Heberle trying to beat it down the line. Nice play by Ellis, who charges the slow roller and throws Heberle out at first. But Bristol ties it up in the second. We are knotted at one. We'll be right back with the third inning right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Tie ball game, top of the third. Bristol gets a run across in the bottom of the second inning thanks to a sack fly RBI from Nick Arias, the State Liner shortstop. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors for Greenville. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors for Bristol. So a fairly evenly played game. A 1-2-3 inning on both sides in inning number 1. And a few more hitters in inning number 2. As here's the top of the order for Greenville. It's Pilla, Barone, and Boyle. And the third against Harold Baez, who's back out there looking for a clean inning. First pitch to Cease, charges it. What a play. I'll tell you what, Derek Cease can play some solid second base. We have seen it all throughout this early season here. And also after that video that Derek's dad sent us, it's easy to see why the State Liners really like Cease at second base. It's a first pitch ground out for Pilla, and it's Nick Barone. Barone singled and was thrown out stealing his last time up. Here's a second pitch ground ball. Arias deep and into left field, and the throw is in time. Two pitches, two ground ball outs, and this inning looking a lot cleaner for Baez. Arias had to take a few steps back into shallow left field to field that ball. We told you about the rain earlier today. Slipped just a bit, but able to find his footing and throw out Barone at first. Well, this should be an automatic take for Gavin Boyle, as it's only the third pitch of the inning. Let's see if Baez comes right down the heart. Exactly. Right down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1, a free strike for Harold Baez. Boyle struck out to end the first. And Baez brings the pitch. There's another strike, and now Boyle behind 0-2. Night and day here so far between innings number 2 and 3 for Baez. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Another ground ball. This to first. Gardner has trouble with it. Flips with his glove. Oh, and it just gets away from the pitcher, Baez. It was a slow bouncing ball over there to Gardner. Couldn't decide which hop to take. He was able to keep it in front of him off his chest. Tried the old glove flip to Baez, the pitcher, but couldn't get it to him in time as it rolled away, and they'll actually call that an error on Gardner at first. So an error called on Gardner. And here's Joel Dragoo, who had the big double back in the second inning. See if Baez can work around the error here in the third to put up a zero. Pitch fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Baez has really been pounding the zone here in this inning early in the count. Got a couple ground ball outs on the first pitch against Johnny Pilla and Nick Barone. Started with two strikes against Gavin Boyle before the error at first. And here he is ahead of Dragoo. Baez looking over his shoulder at first. Breaking ball popped straight up. Will it stay in play for Nick Strong? He loses the mask. Right on the warning track, and he'll put it away. So a fairly clean inning. The error does not come back to haunt the State Liners. And that'll help the old pitch count, too. Four quick at-bats for Greenville. Bristol's got a chance to take the lead in the bottom of the third when we return. You're listening to the State Liners Baseball Network.
Place of Country Music Museum. We're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music, at the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol. We're tied here in the bottom of the third. A bit of a Jekyll and Hyde performance from Bristol thus far. Only three batters come to the plate in the first inning. Then six come to the plate in the second as Greenville finds their first run. And then four more batters come in the third in a scoreless third. So Bristol looking to try to take the lead here for the first time in the ballgame. First pitch to Derek Cease, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Again, we've talked about Cease's game a bit. A big defensive player, lots of speed as well, but he can work with the bat as well. He's hitting 379 thus far. Oh, one breaking ball in across for a strike from Willeman, and it's 0-2. Cease has 11 hits as the 0-2 misses upstairs. Working quickly out there is Willeman. One ball, two strikes. Breaking ball stays up. Cease is all but, 5'9" is what he's listed? 5'8" is what he's listed on the roster. 2-2, grounded sharply to short. Clark Fields throws across, and an easy ground ball from Cease. It's a 6-3 putout in the first out of the third. So Jordan Austin steps in for the second time today. Bristol rolls the lineup over to the top. Austin flew out to the left fielder to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Austin came into play today hitting 400. Averages dropped down to 387 after the first out, and here's a foul ball straight back. Hope somebody was looking over here to our left. That's a souvenir for somebody. See a few kids running after it here. 0-1 from Williman. That one inside as Austin lays off, and oh, the catcher, Collins, threw it right over the head of Williman. And the second baseman, Ellis, has to retrieve it for him. So Austin, the leadoff hitter. Tariq Freeney, the designated hitter, is on deck. 1-1, called strike two. Austin's got three stolen bases on the season, so quite a bit of speed in the leadoff spot and a great on-base percentage to boot. 1-2. Nice take from Austin as it's off the plate. I'll tell you what, Landon Williman is made for the pitch clock era. He is working very quickly between pitches. 2-2. Upstairs and we're full. State Liners looking for their first hitter here. Three-two to Austin. Sharply hit to first. Smothered over there by Barone. He'll step on the bag, and there's two outs. Two ground outs in the third thus far. And here comes Tariq Freeney. We've seen a lot of ground ball outs thus far in the first few innings. It was all fly outs for Bristol in the first. But the last three hitters have been retired on ground outs by Landon Williman. First pitch to Freeney misses the zone. It's 1-0. I'll tell you what, you can't look down when Williman's pitching or he'll have a pitch thrown by you. 1-0, and therefore a strike. 1-1. Freeney steps out to try to gather himself here, and Williman's ready to go. Here's the quick windup and the pitch. Freeney swings at a breaking ball and misses, and it's 1-2. One, two, the count. Freeney, the hitter, the pitch. Hit out solidly to center. Hill ranging to his left and an easy fly ball. And another quick inning. This a 1-2-3 inning for the second time. These two teams are sort of matching each other here. The first and third have looked pretty much the exact same. So we're still tied at one. We'll head to the fourth. Stay with us here on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Still tied here through three innings, 1-1, Greenville and Bristol. As it's been a quick ball game thus far. These two teams have matched each other. No runs in the first on either side. One run for each team in the second, and no runs in the third. So just only three hits combined between the two teams in the ballgame. So not much offense. Been fairly good pitching thus far on both sides. Want to give you another chance to shoot us a text message from wherever you're watching from tonight. 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. We'd love to hear from you. Again, I'm Chris Mangrum, voice of the State Liners. Drop us a line, drop us a text. Let us know who you are and where you're watching from. This is Austin Bode to lead off the fourth for Greenville. Baez, first pitch off the plate. Thus far, for Baez on the mound. 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. The 1-0. Hit towards short, and thought Arias might have jumped up and caught it, but it was a bit too high as there's a line single to left. It's the third hit for Greenville, and a nice start to the fourth as Bode reaches safely. So Bode at first, and here comes Aiden Hill, the Flyboys center fielder. He's responsible for the first run of the ball game as he hit a ground ball to second base to score his teammate Joel Dragoo to make it a 1-0 ball game. Hill will show bunt, lobs one down the line, but it skips foul. Good idea there as Kinneberg was playing pretty far back at third. So Hill, after the bunt attempt, will shoot his way back to the batter's box. Got to wonder if Kinneberg will play a little bit closer to home plate this time around as he's getting his signal from third base. Wouldn't be a bad idea in a ball game like this to try to get the runner over to second in front of Wallace Clark. Baez peeks at Bode. Let's see if Hill tries to bunt again. 0-1. He won't bunt. Takes the pitch up high, ball one. Doesn't mean you couldn't see it again, as Hill has 4 stolen bases on the season. So he's already shown he's got some speed, and he's been struggling a little bit with the bat, only a 100 batting average coming into play. As Baez throws over to first, not in time, as Bode in safely walks up the bag. One ball, one strike. The count to Aiden Hill. Here's a pitch. Nice looking one from Baez as a swing and a miss by Hill. And it's 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Baez ready to bring the offering to Hill. Fouled straight back. Now, Hill, originally from Maryland, played baseball and basketball in high school. Won a Maryland state championship in his time prior to VCU. One, two, Baez ready to go. Here it comes. Nowhere close as Strong catches that one in the right-handed batter's box. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Baez looking for one of those patented ground balls. Could get 2 out of it as Arias and Cease playing double play depth up the middle. 2-2 to Hill. And here it comes. Hit hard to right field. Heberle back to the wall. This ball is out of here. A home run for Aiden Hill. That is his first home run as a member of the Greenville Flyboys this season. He took that one for a ride to deep right center. And the Flyboys lead it 3-1 here in the fourth. So how about that at bat for Aiden Hill? He tries to lay down a bunt on the first pitch of the at bat. Nearly had a infield single on the bunt. Sees a few more pitches and pops one over the right center field fence. First pitch to Wallace Clark. Off the plate outside, 1-0. That's a second home run given up by Baez this season. Both of them here at home. Clark walked in his first appearance today, 1-0. Here's a pop-up towards third. Kinneberg working back in towards short will make the play, and it's going to be the first out of the inning and the third hitter here in the fourth. So Avery Collins will jump to the plate here. Collins walked in his last appearance. Baez ready to go. First pitch. This one hit hard to right. Heberle ranging to his left and put the squeeze on it about hip high out there at right field. He's made some nice plays in right field this season for Bristol. Rare that you see a ball go out to right that Heberle doesn't come down with, except for the ones that leave the yard, like we saw Aiden Hill do. He probably hit that one 345-ish or so. Fence scraper out there. As first pitch to Tristan Ellis, misses the zone 1-0. Ellis struck out to end inning number two. Misses high. Greenville and Bristol came into play today tied for dead last in the Appalachian League in home runs with just three apiece. Now with that homer by Hill, Bristol stands alone at the bottom of the home run standings. Two balls, no strikes, and a foul ball straight back. Two balls, one strike. Two outs here in the fourth as Greenville leads it 3-1 with two outs. Baez misses high, and it's 3-1 now. Baez line as it stands now, 3 2/3, four hits, three runs, three Ks, and two walks. And, of course, the homer to Aiden Hill. Baez working back the 3-1. Swing and a miss by Ellis, and he's worked it full now. Scheduled to hit for Bristol in the fourth. It'll be the 3-4-5 hitters, Strong, Gardner, Oblas. They'll be looking to try to match or overtake what Greenville's done here in the fourth after the two-run shot by Aiden Hill. 3-2. Foul ball down the left field line, into the stands, and wow, that ball skipped off the bleachers towards the fence down the left field line and somehow went under the gate out there and left. Not sure how, but it did. So the teenager that's running to get that one's going to find a hard time as it went on the other side of the fence down there and left. 3-2 from Baez. Ball four. That's the third walk of the ball game for Baez. So Ellis stands at first with two outs as Greenville leads at 3-1. And here's the top of the order looking to do some damage with two outs in the fourth inning. Johnny Pilla, a strikeout and a ground out on his ledger thus far. Baez back to the stretch as it seems like he's been in throughout the ball game. First pitch misses up and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Topilla off the plate again. You have to start to wonder when someone's going to get up and get loose down the left field line as Baez up towards 72 pitches thus far through 3 2/3. Baez brings a 2-0. There's a good-looking pitch that was over the plate, but it missed downstairs. Baez couldn't believe it, and now it's 3-0. You can tell Baez is laboring a bit out on the mound. Pilla likely taking here on 3-0 with Baez struggling a bit. And it's off the plate. So four balls to Johnny Pilla. Didn't even have to take the bat off his shoulder. And now there's two runners on after consecutive walks with two outs. So it seems as if Bristol's going to let Baez at least work through this inning. as Nick Barone scheduled to hit here. Singled in the first, one of four hits in the ball game for Greenville. Of course, the two-run shot by Aiden Hill in this inning, the difference thus far. There's a good start for Baez. Goes breaking ball on the first pitch, and Barone was thinking fastball out in front of it. No balls, one strike. Say hello to the O'Neills from New Jersey who are watching. Thank you all for tuning in. Baez taking a peek at second. Ellis the runner. Big lead and a foul ball off the screen. 0-2. So Baez, again, he's struggled with walks. He's got four already through 3 2/3. O-2 from Baez on the way. Hit out towards right. Heberle down towards the right field line. A dive, and it's fair. So here comes Ellis to score. Pilla touches third. The throw in from Heberle is going to go towards third, and Barone gets a triple. Two-run score on the triple by Barone, and Greenville's opened it up. The offense has come to play here in Bristol. It's 5-1. That's four runs in the inning here for Greenville. And it's 5-1. They've got five runs on five hits. No errors. Bristol, one run, one hit, one error. And, again, it's been kind of a Jekyll and Hyde game for Baez. He faced three batters in the first, fairly easy inning. Faced six hitters in the second, allowed one run to score. Faced only four hitters in the third, and one of those reached on an error. And now he's facing his eighth batter here in the fourth inning, and it's Gavin Boyle, the designated hitter. And we do see someone getting loose down in the Bristol bullpen as Baez has given up five earned here through 3 2/3 thus far. First pitch to Boyle, misses outside. Boyle struck out in the first and then reached on an error in inning number three. 1-0. There's ball two. Just kind of feels a little bit like Baez doesn't have his A stuff today. And that tends to happen from time to time. Baez, originally from Miami, Florida. Expect Boyle to be taking here with Baez struggling a bit with finding the zone. 2-0. Boyle will go after it and fouls it straight back. So perhaps the opposite approach there, sitting on one pitch, and if you get it, go after it. Just missed it. We've seen Bristol come back from leads, or deficits rather, throughout the season, and they'll have to do that here tonight if they want to get this victory. But still a long way to go here as we're only in the top of the fourth. 2-1 to Boyle. Lost the bat. Look out. Joel Dragu in the on-deck circle ran away like a schoolgirl, as he thought the bat was about to take him out. So Boyle is going to take a chance to grab the grip here and sort of get the handle back on the bat. So 2-2 as Boyle heads back to the batter's box. I'll tell you what, Joel Dragu showed some some quickness there in the on-deck circle, getting out of the way of that bat thrown by Boyle. Here's the 2-2 from Baez. Lifted high in the sky out towards center. Austin a few steps back, but he settles, puts it away, and that's the end of an adventurous fourth as Greenville picks up four runs, highlighted by a two-run home run by Aiden Hill. And the Flyboys lead it 5-1. Bristol will try to chip away at it when we get back for the bottom of the fourth. Thanks for watching the Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past
and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music, at the birthplace of country music. Discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Four-run explosion for Greenville in the top of the fourth, and they lead it 5-1. Bristol's got some work to do, and it'll start with the 3-4-5 hitters. Strong, Gardner, Oblas, who will hit here in inning number four against Landon Willeman. First pitch ground ball to short from Strong. Clark to his right, throws across, and not even close at first. Nicely played out there by the shortstop, Wallace Clark. And a first pitch ground out for Nick Strong, one down in the fourth. So Aries Gardner scored the lone run of the ball game for Bristol in the second inning. He led off the second with a walk, worked his way over to third on a single, an infield single by Oblas, and then a sack fly by Nick Arias scored the run. First pitch to Gardner off the plate. Now Gardner's been great at getting on base this season. He's walked eight times as 1-0. There's a strike to Gardner. I think in general, pitchers are trying to be cautious with Gardner. He's got some big pop, and that's resulted in some walks. 1-1 fouls it off, and it's 1-2. Gardner, eight hits on the year, two doubles. He's driven in four. Five runs as well for Gardner, who primarily hits in that cleanup spot where he's at tonight. 1-2 from Willeman. That one skips in the right-handed batter's box. Two balls, two strikes. As the Stateliners need some base runners here in the fourth. They got some time, but might want to start chipping away at this lead a bit. 2-2. Strike three called, and Gardner never offered. Two up, two down. Landon Willeman, we told you Baez may not have his A stuff out there. Well, it feels like Willeman's got his A stuff tonight. So two up, two down, and here's Trey Oblas. First pitch off the plate, 1-0. The last batter to reach safely was Oblas, who singled in the second inning. And strike one called on the breaking ball. Again, Willeman working quickly in between pitches here. 1-1 on the way. Nice frame job by Collins. Couldn't get the call. It's 2-1. Oblas crushes one deep to right field. Dragoo back, and he can't go any further. That ball is out of here. Trey Oblas, his second home run of the season. And there's a start to overcoming this deficit by Greenville. A long shot out to right field by Oblas. It's 5-2, Greenville. So a two-out homer. Trey Oblas looked like a off-speed pitch that hung up just a bit, and Oblas put a good swing on it. And we've actually got a fan that's hanging out in right field where the fence is. He's trying to track down that home run ball. Kenneberg, first pitch he sees, fouled sharply out of play. It's 0-1. Kenneberg had a weak fly ball out towards second, sort of a unique ball as Ellis, the second baseman for Greenville, was all over it, but let it drop intentionally to try to get a double play. Now this one in off the fist as Kinneberg breaks his bat. He hustles down to first, nearly beat it. Oh, they're going to say he's... Oh, they've changed the call. Wow. So the first base umpire, Will Ferguson, originally said safe, but then changed his call to out. As the ball hit the ground, Barone caught it, and they'll say that on the transfer is when the ball popped out of the glove. So that'll be a 5-3 put out for Kinneberg, but a solo shot by Trey Oblas cuts the lead to 5-2. We'll have the fifth inning right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol, folks. It is 5-2 Greenville out in front. And we've got a new pitcher on the rubber here for the Stateliners. It's Gage Allen. Allen, a righty, 6'3", 19 years old. Most recently pitched for Polk State Junior College in Florida, but he's committed to Bethune-Cookman. We know that Gage's family often watches online, so hope you guys are watching tonight as Allen's going to come in here in the fifth to try to put up a zero in inning number five as Greenville leads it 5-2. It was 5-1 before the solo shot by Trey Oblas, who ran into a breaking ball and hit it deep to right field. A high towering fly ball for the home run. And it will be 4-5-6, Dragu, Bode, and Hill scheduled to hit here against Gage Allen. Now we'll look to get you some statistics here for Allen on the season. We'll have to work on getting those for you. They didn't print out on our stat sheet, so we'll get those for Gage Allen for you when we get a chance. So throw down to second base, and we are ready to go here in the top of the fifth inning. .953 ERA. For Gage Allen at Polk State Junior College across 11 and a third innings. First pitch in there for a strike on the corner to Joel Dragu, who doubled and scored in the second and then fouled out to the first baseman to end inning number three. And a foul ball straight back on 0-1. A nice start here for Allen as it's 0-2. And right on cue, Drew and Vicky from Florida are tuned in to watch Gage pitch tonight. 0-2 from Allen. Breaking ball out towards Cease. Fields it on a hop. Throws to first. You just have a sense of relief when you see a ground ball going out to second base. Cease just seems like he plays everything well out there at second base. A pitcher's best friend, you might say. So here comes Austin Bode. First pitch to Bode. There's a strike. Allen off to a good start. Retired the first hitter he saw on a ground ball ahead of Bode here with one out in the fifth. The pitch upstairs. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. downstairs. So we did finally pull up Allen's numbers here thus far. This is his third appearance on the year. He's thrown three innings, four runs, three earned, three strikeouts, and five walks. His ERA at 9.00, but a chance to lower that significantly with a strong outing here. 2-1, fouled out of play. That's probably a souvenir for a young fan out behind us on the hill. So 2-2 from Allen, here comes. Breaking ball, lifting out the left. Oblas fighting with it a bit, but settles under it on the run. Two up, two down for Gage Allen. So Aiden Hill hit the two-run shot his last time up in the fourth. Now, Hill, he had an interesting at-bat there in inning number four. First pitch we saw to him, he tried to lay down a bunt down the third baseline, and I think Bristol would have been okay if that ball had ended up fair, considering what he did later in the at-bat. First pitch from Allen, called strike one. Hill's got three RBI. He's driven in three of the five runs in the ball game for the Flyboys. 0-1. And that's low. Ball and a strike. Allen in the windup and the pitch. Tried to nip at the corner again, but did not get the call. Two balls and a strike. To probably the hottest hitter in the order here, Aiden Hill. 2-1. And again, it misses downstairs. 3-1. Perhaps Allen trying to poke around the zone here after what he saw Hill do his last time around. Wallace Clark on deck. 3-1. There's a swing and a foul ball. Clark, the shortstop in the on-deck circle, fielded it off the wall there, as a shortstop would. So three balls, two strikes. Two outs. Allen a pitch away from a 1-2-3 inning. And won't get it. So Hill has had a productive day. A RBI ground out in the second. A two-run homer in the fourth. And now he reaches here with two outs in inning number five. So here's Wallace Clark. Clark walked back in the second inning, flew out in the fourth. First pitch to Clark, catches the corner. Allen doing a good job here of getting ahead of these Greenville hitters. 0-1, breaking ball, too high. Ball and a strike, the count to Clark. Breaking ball fouled. And again, Allen a strike away. One ball, two strikes, the count to Wallace Clark. Allen looking to work around a two-out walk. Runner going, pitch out, throw down. On the wrong side of the bag there at second. Nice dig by Arias. I'm sure the pitch out was not designed there, but it almost worked out that way. But Strong's throw took Arias to the wrong side of second base. So give a stolen base to Aiden Hill, who's already working on an impressive day. It's his fifth of the season. Two balls and two strikes once again to Wallace Clark. There's a back foot breaking ball that nearly got the foot of Clark. He just was able to get out of the way, and we're full once again. Three-two from Allen. There's ball four again. So Allen retires the first two that he sees, but now consecutive walks has the inning in danger here with two outs and two on. So here's Avery Collins. Collins 0 for 1 with a walk. Hitting in the 8th spot. Batting average sitting at 150 at the moment. Pitch from Allen. Swing and a miss. There's a good fastball from Gage. Stateliners trail by 3 here in the top of the 5th. It's 5-2 Flyboys. Oh-1. Another swing and a miss. Good bounce back at bat here as Allen trying to put up a 0 here on the top of inning number 5. Greenville scored in every other inning. None in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, none in the 3rd, 4 in the 4th. The pitch. Strike 3, swinging. 3 pitches, 3 swings and misses for Avery Collins. Allen walks 2 with 2 outs but gets out of it with a scoreless 5th. Stateliners will look to cut into that lead a little bit more when we return for the bottom of inning number 5. Thanks for watching the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted? She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Scoreless top of the 5th as Gage Allen comes in relief of Harold Baez. It's 5-2 Flyboys. Stateliners trailed the ballgame 5-1 coming into the last their last at bat. Trey Oblas hit a solo shot to make it 5-2, and they've got some more work to do here in the bottom of inning number 5. It's the 7-8-9 hitters, Arias, Heberle, and Cease, scheduled to hit as Landon Williman back out there for inning number 5. Williman's had a nice day thus far. 4 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, only 1 strikeout and 1 walk. Did give up the home run to Oblas last inning. Again, folks, a chance for us here to tell you to go ahead and send us a message if you're watching, wherever you're watching from, at home, on the couch, in the car. Of course, if you're driving, you know, just leave the phone to the side, of course. 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Shoot us a text. Introduce yourself if you haven't already. Let us know where you're watching from this evening. First pitch to Nick Arias. Fouled high in the sky but out of play. Arias had a sac fly RBI. He was responsible for the first run of the ball game as he drove in Aries Gardner on a deep fly ball to right field. 0-1 to Arias inside. One ball, one strike. Arias, hello. There you go, Howie. Howie, the broadcaster for Greenville here beside me, I told him he better watch out. You get a foul ball here, if it comes in the right spot, you better be diving out of the way. 1-2. Foul ball over top of the Stateliner dugout, and it's going to sit on top of that dugout. See if the grounds crew will be able to get up there and get that foul ball at some point tonight. 1-2. Ground ball towards short. Clark on the run, fields a sidearm throw over to first. Slick play from Clark, and there's one up and one down in the 5th. So Arias, the first victim here in the 5th, and here's Aiden Heberle. The first pitch to Heberle. Caught the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Heberle grounded out to the second baseman in the second inning. 0-1. Here's another low strike. I'm not sure Heberle, he seems to get frustrated in the box. Not sure if he's more frustrated with himself or the calls. 0-2, he lays off. Waste pitch there from Willeman, who is still working as quickly as he was in inning number one. 1-2, and Heberle holds up on the swing. They'll check down at first. Will Ferguson agrees. So two balls and two strikes. Willeman looking to retire yet another state liner. The pitch, breaking ball, got Heberle swinging. How about the start from Landon Willeman? He's retired the first two he's seen here in the fifth, only allowed two runs on two hits thus far. Here's Derek Cease. And you start to wonder, how much further will Willeman go in the ballgame? Cease swings and misses at the first pitch he sees. And it's 0-1. Willeman in a groove right now on the mound. Only 66 pitches. 0-1 in there for a strike. 67 pitches, 41 strikes on the day for Willeman. He could go another inning, folks. The 0-2. And that off the glove of Collins all the way to the backstop. It was up high out of the zone. We told you Cease is about 5'8". That pitch came out about 5'6", I would say, up around the eyes. 1-2. Cease, right over my head. Whew! Good thing that was up high, because I don't know that I would have gotten out of the way of that foul ball by Derek. One ball and two strikes the pitch. Breaking ball, did it catch the zone? A few fly boys thought so as they were jogging into the dugout, but it's 2-2 after the ball called by Marvin Sims, our home plate umpire. 2-2. Now it's 3-2 as it's upstairs. Nice at bat here for Cease, who's worked it full. Pitch from Willeman on the way again. 3-2, Cease thought it was ball four. Marvin Sims says, no, that caught the zone. So a strikeout there for Willeman, and what a performance. Another three up, three down inning. That's his third of the day, and Greenville still leads it 5-2. We'll have the sixth inning coming up next on the State Liner Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back, fans. Top of the sixth inning, Greenville leading it 5-2 behind what's been a strong performance on the mound by Landon Willeman, the starter for Greenville. Five innings, two hits, two runs, three strikeouts, and a walk. Probably his lone blemish of the day is that solo shot by Oblas, but you can get away with one of those if you don't put anybody else on base, really. As we say often in the Appy League, a new pitcher can often change the game one way or the other. And I would say that Willeman's time is drawing to a close. He may come back out for the sixth, but we'll see. First pitch from Gage Allen to the number nine hitter, Tristan Ellis. Up and away, ball one. Ellis, a strikeout and a walk thus far. And here's a slap foul as Kinneberg runs in to get it. So one ball and one strike as Hill tried to poke one fair to get on base in front of the top of this order. Again, it's 9-1-2, Ellis, Pilla, Barone. Scheduled to hit here in the sixth. Here's a pitch from Allen. Good off-speed pitch as looked like Ellis was out in front of it, and it's 1-2. Allen brings it, and oh, that one slipped out of his hand. Immediately looked at his hand and reached down to grab some dirt off the mound to sort of find some grip. We did have quite a bit of rain here over the last 24 hours or so, but it is not raining anymore, and we may avoid it the rest of the night. 2-2 from Allen. Fouled out of play. Another souvenir. Two balls, two strikes to Tristan Ellis. Here's the pitch from Allen. Another foul ball. Look out. Fans just got out of the way down the left field line. It was a sharp liner. And somebody grabbed that one to take home with them. Two balls and two strikes. There's another one. Look out. Three foul balls in this at bat, and I believe someone caught that on a line. Just based on the applause down in the seating area beside us. Immediately, that was a sharp liner off the bat of Ellis, and a few fans started clapping down below us. So whoever that was, nice play out there. 2-2 on the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Strike three looking. Nice bounce back for Gage Allen. He's now struck out two in a row in this fly ball order. And it is one out in the sixth. Here's the top of the order. It's Johnny Pilla. Pilla 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Foul ball straight back into the net. A one from Allen. Lifts it out the left. Oblas, couldn't get to it. As it bounces a few feet in front of him, and there's a base hit for Pilla, his first of the day. Pilla has now reached in two consecutive at-bats. He walked and scored in the fourth, and singles here in the sixth with one out. And here comes Nick Barone. Barone working on a 2-for-3 day. He's already got one of the hard pieces of the cycle out of the way, a triple in his last at-bat. Ground ball to second. Cease. What happened here? It's called foul. Did it bounce off of the... It didn't look like it bounced off the hitter in the box. Okay, so balk must have been the call. So that's why Pilla stands at second. That was going to be two outs there on the double play, but now Pilla up to second and fouled off by Barone. So no balls and one strike. We had quite a few balks here on Sunday night against Burlington. Our first one of the night tonight called on Gage Allen. 0-1 upstairs. Pilla at second base. Barone the hitter with one out here in the sixth. 5-2 our score. Flyboys jumped on Bristol with four runs in the fourth, including a two-run homer by Aiden Hill. We've had two homers in the ballgame, one on each side. Trey Oblas responsible for Bristol. 1-1. Hit deep to center. Austin on a dead sprint into the right center field gap. He's not going to get there. Into almost the deepest part of the ballpark. Here comes Pilla around third. And he scores easily with no throw. So an RBI double for Nick Barone. He is a home run away from the cycle at this point. Got his single in the first. The triple, the hard one out of the way in the fourth, and a double here. It's 6-2 Greenville. So Greenville widens the lead back to four, and here's Gavin Boyle. First pitch from Allen. Inside corner, strike one. Boyle 0 for 3 today. Did reach safely on an error in the third. Looking for his first hit of the ballgame, 0-1. Looked like a good pitch from Allen, but just missed. Ball and a strike. Joel Dragoo awaits on deck. Greenville has scored in every other inning of the ballgame, even innings only. Second, fourth, and sixth. Here's a pitch off the plate again. Two balls, one strike. Allen comes set, takes a peek at the runner Barone at second. A pickoff play and back in safely. Two balls and a strike. The count, Gavin Boyle, the hitter from the left-hand side. Barone stands at second after an RBI double. Here's the pitch. Hits sharply to second. Cease snags it out of the air, and the throw to second not in time. I'll tell you, you hit the ball out to second base, it's almost always an out. And Cease got some hops there at second base to retire Boyle on the lineout. He's dropped to now 0 for 4. And there's two outs. Here's Dragoo. 1 for 3 with a run for Dragoo. Average currently sitting at 282. Again, Barone the runner at second. First pitch, that one outside. 1-0, the count to Dragoo. Doubled back in the second and scored the very first run of the ball game. Allen with a deep breath coming set. Here's his 1-0. An excuse me swing over towards the Flyboys dugout. We're even at 1-1. Allen again checks the runner at second. Here's a pitch. This one misses high. We do have some action down the left field line for Bristol. Looks like Johnny Stevens, the righty from Walter State, is starting to get loose. 2-1 from Allen. Sharply hit to third. Kinneberg, a nice backhand to throw across. What a scoop by Gardner. Hello, Joe Kinneberg. A great defensive play to end the inning, 5-3. There was an article in the paper this week where Bill Kinneberg, his dad, said he's hitting the ball pretty well but needed to play a little defense. Well, how about that, Dad? 6-2, our score as Greenville pushes one across in the sixth. Bristol running out of time. They need to get a few runs. Let's see if they get a few here in the sixth. We'll be right back on the State Liners Baseball Network.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Bottom of inning number six and a pitching change here for Greenville, and they've gone to one of their horses out of the bullpen. It's Connor Penrod, who replaced Landon Willeman. And you talk about coming out with an arm here from the bullpen. Penrod was the Appy League Pitcher of the Week back from named on June the 12th from the first week of the season. And the first pitch misses outside. It's top of the order here for Bristol. Austin, Freeney, and Strong. So a chance in the top of the order to do some damage, but big arm here from Connor Penrod. Tops out with the fastball at 92 miles an hour, 88 average. Austin chops one to first. Tough play. The skip over to Barone, and there's Penrod covering in time. Good speed from Austin, but fielded perfectly over there. A 3-1 put out, and that's the first out of the sixth. Penrod from Bowling Green. He was the winning pitcher for Bowling Green against Louisville earlier this season. Louisville was ranked number 4 at the time. He was the winning pitcher that day. And there's that curveball, strike one to Tariq Freeney. But that was the first win over a ranked team by Bowling Green in their history. The 0-1. There's a breaking ball again. You start to see a little bit about why he's gotten so many rave reviews here early in the season. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Freeney chases it up and out of the zone. Two up, two down. Penrod at Bowling Green this year had a 3.90 ERA, 40 strikeouts in 30 innings. In his first week in the Appy League, 3 2/3 innings, no hits and 10 strikeouts. That equates to 24 strikeouts per nine. Strong fouls the first pitch back. A few notes here on Penrod about his start in the Appy League this season. He's pitched now in 5 games. He's not given up a hit. He's not given up a run. He has given up one run. It was not earned. 13 strikeouts to 2 walks coming into tonight. As Strong sits back on the breaker, pops it into center. Hill, haven't called that name much out there in center field. Aiden Hill squeezes it for out number 3. And Connor Penrod comes in and does what he does best, a 1-2-3 inning. Bristol held scoreless in the 6th. We'll head to the 7th right after this. You're listening to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council. Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Top of seven. This one's gone fairly quick here as Greenville leads it 6-2. And Bristol's made a pitching change of their own as Jonathan Stevens, otherwise known as Johnny Stevens, the righty from Walter State Community College here in Tennessee, originally from Ashland, Kentucky. He takes a spot here on the mound. And we've got some numbers here for him for you. Stevens, this will be his third appearance. 3 innings, 7 runs, 1 homer given up, 3 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Stevens had a really good appearance for Walter State the last time he pitched for his college team. And it hasn't translated quite yet here for the Stateliners, but again, he's sort of a small sample size here. One good outing could really have changed some of those numbers. In his last time out for Walter State, he threw 4 2/3, no runs, 3 hits, 10 strikeouts, and the win against Chattanooga State Community College. So a lot of ability in that right arm. And he will look to do some damage here against the middle of this Flyboys order. First pitch to Austin Bode. Off the plate, 1-0. Bode, 1-3, 1-for-3 with a run today. Pitch from Stevens. There's a strike. His teammates really like, his teammates at Walter State love this guy. 1-1. Breaking ball, strike 2. Just love the way he came in and competed in that outing against Chattanooga State Community College. The 1-2. Here's a fly ball to left. Oblas chasing it towards the line. Can he get there? He will not, but it's a foul ball. Nice effort out there by Oblas to try to get to the ball. But bounces a few feet left of the left field line and out of the park. So 1-2. Nick Strong was ready to sit the bat up on home plate, but Marvin Sims said, hold on, let me clean that plate real quick. So Stevens looking to retire Bode here for the first out of the seventh. Again, Greenville leads it 6-2 in inning number 7. 1-2, sharply hit towards right, past the glove of Cease, and there's a base hit for Bode. And here comes Aiden Hill. What a day Aiden Hill has had here for the Flyboys. Came into today with a batting average of 100, 3 hits and 30 at-bats. But today, he's 1-for-2, including a home run, 3 RBI, a run. He's really been really productive today for Greenville. And a chance here with a runner on and no outs to keep adding to those totals. Stevens checks on Bode at first. He's back in safely. Pitch from Stevens. Misses low, and it's 1-0. Hill, a RBI ground out in the second. The aforementioned 2-run shot in the fourth and a walk in the fifth. Right back at Stevens, nearly hit him, but a single right into center field. Stevens, a bit of a Matrix-type move there to get out of the way as it nearly hit him in the back. So 2 sharp singles in the inning thus far. And here comes Wallace Clark. We'll say hello to Alicia and Kenneth Gardner from Michigan. Said, nice catch, Aries. Absolutely. Made a nice play on that ground ball to third. As Kinneberg fired it over to first. And a late time call. I'll say the catcher, Nick Strong, asked for it. So two on, no outs. Stevens has given up two hits here. And with the first two batters he has faced, Clark hitting from the left side. There's a good pitch from Stevens as it slides into the zone, 0-1. A lot of lefties in this Flyboys lineup tonight against all these right-handed arms for Bristol. Bouncing around at second, and now a hit by pitch as Clark wears one off the knee. So three batters faced by Stevens here in the seventh. They've all reached, and they're loaded with no outs. This really could be the opportunity here for Greenville to sort of pull away. Again, no lead is safe in the Appy League, but leading by four, and now the base is loaded with no outs here in inning number seven, and that's going to prompt a visit from the pitching coach, Ted Power. So Avery Collins will be the hitter here. Once the meeting on the mound is commenced, Collins walked in the second, flew out in the fourth, and struck out the last time up. We've seen some of these Bristol pitchers sort of work out of some magic, work out of some jams with some magic this year. But it's going to take maybe a little bit of magic, a little bit of luck here with the bases loaded and no outs to keep Greenville off the scoreboard here in the seventh. As Bristol already trails by four, and they can't afford to play with too many more runs. Came into this game in our preview thinking Bristol's offense is sort of toward the top of the league. Greenville's offense is sort of at the bottom of the league, and it's been a little bit of a flip here thus far. Of course, in baseball, any day, anything can happen. Greenville has brought it here tonight. This is the first of a two-game series between these two teams. We'll have these same teams here tomorrow night, same time, 7 o'clock. First pitch from Stevens to Collins. Outside, ball one. Again, Collins from Greenville, Tennessee, played at Greenville High School for the Green Devils. Stevens, his 1-0 outside, and again, nowhere to put Collins as two singles and a hit by pitch has him loaded in the seventh. Two-0 on the way to Collins. Foul ball out of play. With the bases loaded and no outs, two things you need here. Strikeout and a ground ball. If you're going to throw a zero up on the board here, preferably in that order. 2-1 to Collins. Ball three. So tough spot here for Stevens with nowhere to put Collins. Boat at third, Hill at second, Clark the runner at first. Stevens, the 3-1. Ball four. So an RBI, the easy way for Collins. Bode jogs in from third, touches home, and they lead now 7-2. So Tristan Ellis, the number nine hitter, comes up into the same scenario. Bases loaded, no outs. First pitch from Stevens. Strike one. There's a good start to the at-bat. Especially with nowhere to put Ellis here. They want to try to stay ahead. No balls, one strike. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Ellis. And 0-2 now as Stevens way ahead. Stevens in the stretch, the 0-2. Breaking ball, tried to get Ellis to chase. He does not. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors for Greenville in the ballgame. Two runs on only two hits and one error for Bristol. The 1-2, up and away, and it's now even. Big pitch here, 2-2. Stevens brings it. And another 3-2. A lot of three ball counts here in the inning for Stevens. Really need a strike here. Here's the pitch from Stevens. Strike three called, and boy, did Stevens need that one. Third strikeout of the game for Tristan Ellis. He's 0-for-3 with three punchies, and now it's Johnny Pilla. Again, bases loaded here in the seventh. Greenville's already scored one run on a walk. An RBI for Avery Collins. Pilla 1-for-3 with a couple runs scored today. And first pitch from Stevens. Can't catch the corner, 1-0. Hit high to center field. Austin can't find it. I think he finally recovered. Let's see if they try to tag. Here's the throw home. The runner, Hill, will score. So sack fly for Pilla. That makes it 8-2 as the speedy Hill comes in to score from third. So two outs as Pilla retired, but he'll trade the out for the run any day. As now the Flyboys lead it by 6 here in the seventh, and we're just an out away from the seventh inning stretch, folks. And as we've done each and every home game, stay with us for the seventh inning stretch. We're going to sing a little bit. Nick Barone hits here, a homer shy of the cycle. First pitch breaking ball inside, ball one. To recap Barone's day, he singled in the first, was thrown out at second on a caught stealing, ground out to short in the third, then tripled in the fourth and doubled in the sixth and picked up an RBI. He's got three of them tonight. There's a good pitch from Stevens. The bender in for a strike. It's 1-1. You always wonder in these scenarios, are the hitters aware that they're one particular hit away from the cycle? I would think he would be, as he's 3-for-4 tonight, just needing the homer. 1-1. Barone, did he go around? They'll say he did. That's Will Ferguson out there who threw up the fist to say strike two. One ball, two strikes. Stevens in the stretch brings it. Breaking ball. Barone tried to put it out of the yard, but this one will stay in. Obloss fighting the lights, and he can't find it. It drops in front of him. Here comes Clark to score. Now Collins stands at third, and Obloss never saw the baseball. So a double here for Barone, and give him another RBI. So Clark comes in to score from second. Collins over to third. And Obloss out in left just never saw the baseball. It's 9-2 Greenville. As Barone now has four hits in the game, 4-for-5 with four RBI. His average up to 367. And here comes Gavin Boyle. Boyle 0-for-4 looking for his first hit. This one hit deep to center. Austin chasing it back, but he's not going to get there. And one hops the fence. That's going to be two runs for Boyle. He's going to touch second and try for third. Arias, the relay throw to Kenneberg, not in time. It's a two RBI triple for Gavin Boyle, and Greenville has opened it up here in the seventh. Collins scores easily from third. Barone comes in to score from second. Believe it or not, that's the first run of the day for Barone. He's been all over the base paths, but first time he's touched home. And now Gavin Boyle, a two RBI triple. That was a laser over the head of Austin in center field. Five runs in the inning, and it's 11-2 Flyboys. Joel Dragoo, the ninth hitter here in the seventh inning. Breaking ball in for a strike from Stevens, 0-1. Pretty even line out there on the board. 11 runs, 11 hits for Greenville. 2 runs, 2 hits for Bristol. The 0-1. Fouled sharply at the state liner dugout and off the netting. Ninth hitter in the inning here for the Flyboys, who've got this game under control here in the seventh. Pitch from Stevens, strike three called. So Stevens strikes out the ninth hitter he sees. Two strikeouts in the inning, but Greenville did a lot of damage there. Five runs in the seventh inning, and they've really grabbed control of this ball game. Folks, it's the seventh inning. Let's see if they do the stretch here. All right, they are going to do the stretch. So after that half inning, I think we all need to stand up. What do you say? Wherever you're watching from, stand up, stretch it out. We're going to sing here, seventh inning stretch. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, for it root. Root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. 11-2, we'll head to the seventh. Quick break. You'll be right back on the State Liners Baseball Network. All right, welcome back. Bottom of the seventh. Large deficit here for the State Liners. Large hill to climb as they trail 11-2. It's 4-5-6 scheduled to hit here in the inning as it's Gardner Oblast Kinneberg. First pitch off the plate from Connor Penrod, who was just utterly dominant in the sixth. 3-up, 3-down, just as he's been all season long. Breaking ball fouled by Gardner at the plate. Found it off his leg, it looked like, as it's 1-1. Ball and a strike. Misses outside. Gardner, one of the only a few base runners for the State Liners in the ballgame. In fact, only Gardner and Oblast have reached base safely tonight. And Gardner potentially about to do it again, as it's now 3-1. Pitch. Gardner fouls it off, out of play. We're full. Gardner a walk and a strikeout. Bristol's not really turned the lineup over. The top of the Greenville order's already hit five different times. This is only the third at bat for Gardner in the game. 3-2. Gardner slaps it, foul again. Again, hard to miss that pink bat for Gardner in the batter's box. Like he's waving a lightsaber there in the left-handed batter's box. 3-2, swing and a miss down to a knee. Penrod continues his dominant effort. 4-up, 4-down for him and 1 out in the seventh. So 1 out in the seventh inning. Trey Oblast steps in. He's 2-for-2 with a homer. First pitch to Oblas. There's a strike. Oblas, 2 for 2, a run and an RBI, of course. That was on the solo home run. Oblas foul. Hello. Oh, man, that almost got some of our friends in the press box beside us. It'll end up being a souvenir here for a young fan who's got a few of them tonight. Looks like he's got a glove full of baseballs. One ball and two strikes. Here's a pitch. Oblas slaps one foul down the left field line. Another souvenir. We've got sort of our own booth here at Bristol, but over to our left, the scorekeeper and all that. Several of those guys as the 1-2 misses low. Scorekeeper, PA man, local paper journalist, handful of fellas sitting across from me on the other side of this wall to my left, and really thought that foul ball from Oblas was going to take one of them out, but luckily it didn't end up in the box. Two balls, two strikes as a little gust of wind comes in our faces, and that pitch misses low, 3-2. Penrod is not allowed a base runner yet through the first couple of innings of his work. He's seen four batters and retired them all. 3-2 to Oblas. Another one fouled. This one just gets out of play down the left field line. So again, three balls and two strikes. One out. Oblas the hitter. The pitch. Oblas, fly ball out towards left. Coming in is Bode. And a running catch made by Austin Bode out in left field. That's five up, five down for Penrod. And now, once again, Oblas, the last runner to reach for Bristol. Nine in a row retired by the Flyboys, who've brought their A game not only with their sticks but with their arms. Here's Kinneberg. First pitch he sees, flies it out of play. Again, nice feature in the paper here this week as Joe Kinneberg playing for his dad, Bill. A little Father's Day article about the opportunity for Bill to coach his son here this summer. 0-1 misses down low. He said Joe was hitting it pretty good, but needed to pick up the defense a little bit. And he made a nice play a few innings back. 1-1. Kinneberg in off the hands, fouls it. Into the Flyboys dugout. Excuse me, into the bullpen down the right field line. So one ball, two strikes. One, two from Penrod on the way. Swing and a miss by Kinneberg. That is three strikeouts across six batters faced for Connor Penrod. And, folks, he's looking untouchable right now on the mound for Greenville. They lead it 11-2. We'll head to the eighth on the other side of this break on the State Liners Baseball Network.
You are listening.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol, Virginia. It's been all Flyboys here tonight. We had a close game through three innings, a 1-1 tie, but the Flyboys have exploded for four runs in the fourth. They picked up five runs in the seventh, and they lead this one 11-2. Johnny Stevens going to hang out and pitch another inning here. Gave up five earned runs last inning out. And at this point, down nine, it's kind of one of those, let's give him another inning and let him try to work through it a bit, save some other arms for another day at this point. Here is 5, 6, 7, Bode, Hill, and Clark, although we wouldn't be surprised to see some pinch hitters come up to the plate, I would imagine, in a lopsided score here from Bristol tonight. A couple other scores in the area. 7-4, Kingsport, bottom six over Danville. There's a good result for Kingsport. 0-1 is called strike two on the breaking ball. Elizabethan leading Princeton 8-2 in the bottom of the sixth. And a couple rainouts tonight. Johnson City and Pulaski rained out, and Bluefield and Burlington rained out. There's only three games going on tonight. 0-2 hits high in the sky to left. Can Oblas find it? And he will this time. Oblas lost a fly ball in the lights in the last inning, but able to squeeze this one for the first out of the eighth. Second fly ball out to left by Bode. And here's Aiden Hill looking to add to his impressive evening. Hill 2-for-3, two runs, three RBI tonight. Aiden Hill punches one out the left center field. It's down in the gap. Well, he'll get two. Oblas cuts it off. Nicely done. Big arm out there by Trey to get it in quickly. So add a single to the docket for Aiden Hill. That ball was struck well into the gap. And a one-out single for Hill brings up Wallace Clark. I'll tell you what, Hill, again, we've already said this a few times, but only three for his first 30 in the league this year. Tonight he's got three hits in one game. First pitch to Wallace Clark. Misses low, and it's 1-0. Stevens giving up some hard contact here in his first couple innings of work. There's a strike. Stevens has got some good stuff. He's got pretty good fastball. His breaking pitches have some good movement. And, of course, last inning there was that fly ball that was lost in the lights. Can't do much about that. But I'm sure hoping to bounce back here. A ground ball could get him out of the inning. 1-1. Fastball just a little bit up high. Makes it 2-1. Avery Collins on deck for Greenville. 2-1. Swing and a miss as Clark now even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stevens checks on Hill at first and brings a 2-2. There's a strike three swinging as Clark down on the breaking ball. So Stevens gets his third strike out of the ball game. Two outs in the eighth. Runner at first is Aiden Hill, and here's Avery Collins. And that one skips away from Strong. He lost it momentarily. Hill down to second base on a wild pitch. Collins looking for his first hit tonight. The first six hitters in the lineup for Greenville all have at least one hit. 7, 8, 9 do not have one yet. It's been one of those kind of days for the top of this Greenville order, specifically for Nick Barone and Aiden Hill. 1-0. Nearly got Collins in the box, just able to get out of the way. Two Two balls, no strike. And here's another fly ball to Oblas. He seems to be tracking it, and he puts it away. Two fly ball outs to Oblas in left, and a much-needed zero put up there by Stevens and the State Liners. No runs, one hit, no errors and one left. State Liners trail by nine. Perhaps a big inning in the eighth could get him back in it. We'll see what happens here in the bottom of the eighth on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, folks, bottom of the eighth inning. Bristol trailing 11-2. It's been all Greenville tonight, as it'll be 7-8-9. Arias, Heberle, and Cease scheduled to hit in the inning. And looks like Greenville is going to stick with Connor Penrod. A chance to add to his impressive numbers. He's faced six hitters in the ballgame, and he's sat them all down. Three strikeouts, a couple flyouts. So continuing his impressive start to the season, no hits given up and no earned runs given up by Connor Penrod. He's already got one Appy League Pitcher of the Week. He might be working on another one this week. Here's the first pitch to Nick Arias. Strike one. A one. Arias takes for strike two. Penrod just filling up the zone here tonight for Greenville. Oh, two. Arias out towards second. Fielded by Ellis to his left, and a nice play. Penrod's got some good stuff, but he's got some good defense behind him as well, as he's now sat down seven in a row. And here comes Aiden Heberle. I'll tell you what, for Greenville, Connor Penrod is a weapon for these fly boys. I'll tell you what. Heberle, first pitch he sees, fouls a towering fly ball out of play. Okay, so they've actually, I don't think even our guys over in the press box have seen this is actually Cardinale, not Heberle. 28 instead of 29, as it's now 1-2 on him now. So Joe Cardinale in the lineup. The 1-2. Ground ball to short. This should be easy for Clark, and he throws over to first in time. So Cardinale retired. Eight up, eight down for Connor Penrod. And here we are with two outs in the eighth. And here's Derek Cease. Mm-hmm. 11-2 the score. First pitch to Cease. Misses the zone. One oh. Fouled straight back. Look out. Just over top of our heads. Ball and a strike. 1-1, misses high. Again, Penrod has not given up a hit across any of his innings yet. He's working on trying to start a 9-inning hitless streak to start the year as a 3-1. He's only walked 2 hitters on the year. Now up to 16 strikeouts to 2 walks. Just an impressive arm for Penrod, and now there's his third walk. So first base runner of the day against Penrod as Cease coaxes a 2-out walk here in the 8th. I'll tell you what, for Bristol, down 11-2, about only 4 outs to play with. One of the best parts about this game is you certainly don't have to see Penrod tomorrow when these two teams get together again. First pitch, swing and a miss by Austin. Cease only the 4th base runner of the day for Bristol. Austin an 0-for-3 day. Lots of zeros in the Bristol box score tonight. 0-1. Big swing and a miss by Austin. It's 0-2. Penrod puts the ball in his glove. He's ready to bring the 0-2 with 2 outs. And it's low, ball 1. At this point, you could see just going ahead and handing the ball back to Penrod in the 9th. Save more arms for tomorrow since Penrod won't be available. 1-2. Hit hard by Austin. There's a base hit. First hit of the season against Penrod, and it gets past the right fielder. Cease up to 3rd. Austin up to 2nd. It's going to be a single and an error, allowing the runners to advance. So some action on the base paths against Connor Penrod. But let's see. That scoreless streak went from 5 innings coming into today, up to 7 2/3 innings of hitless baseball across five different outings for Penrod. And finally, the first base hit against him this year. So, State Liners with a chance here with 2 outs. Here's Tariq Freeney. First pitch outside. We haven't seen how Penrod has bounced back yet against anyone that's gotten a hit against him. So, he fired that first pitch, and that may have been why it was off the plate a bit. 1-0 to Freeney. Breaking ball. Ball 2. Two balls, no strikes. Flyboys lead it 11-2. The 2-0. Freeney sits back, lines one down the right field line, but foul. Good contact from Freeney. Two balls, 1 strike. 2 outs, 2 on. Pitch to Freeney, breaking ball, hit out towards center, Hill ranging into the gap and puts it away. So Jordan Austin gets the first hit of the year against Connor Penrod, but Penrod able to work out of the jam with 2 on and 2 out. We've still got an 11-2 ball game. 9th inning coming up here next on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Ninth inning here from Bristol, and it's been a bit of a blowout here as Greenville leads it 11-2 behind two big innings, a four-run fourth and a five-run seventh. First pitch from Johnny Stevens, fouled out of play. This is Tristan Ellis, the number nine hitter. Again, 7, 8, 9 hitters for Greenville, only ones that don't have a hit tonight. The 0-1. And just misses the corner, one ball and one strike. One thing to watch here in the ninth is, will Nick Barone get another attempt, as he is a home run short of the cycle? He is the, He is going to hit. He's the third hitter due up this inning. Tristan Ellis has called time. I think he's got some dirt in his eye. Finally able to get it fixed or something. So one ball and one strike. Breaking ball from Stevens off the plate. At this point, I think it's important to note that we will be here tomorrow at 7 o'clock once again between these two teams as 2-1 upstairs. A chance for Bristol to have a bit of a closer matchup tomorrow night. 3-1. Hit out towards left. And there's a base hit for the nine hitter, Ellis. So first hit for Ellis out of the number nine spot. So Johnny Pilla, the third baseman for Greenville. His day thus far, 1-for-3, 2 runs, an RBI. His box score is filled up here tonight, and he's not even had the most impressive night for Greenville. Stevens gets a strike on his first pitch to Pilla. Last time up, Pilla had a sac fly RBI in the seventh inning. It's a Johnny matchup here. 0-1, chopped. Stevens fields it off the plate. A quick flip to Gardner. And Pilla will be retired for the first out of the ninth. Ellis up to second, and here comes Barone. Oh, they pulled him. Jack Mosh. So Jack Mosh will pinch hit here for Nick Barone, who's a homer shy of the cycle. I guess they said he got one shot at the homer and he didn't hit it, so we pulled him. So pinch hit opportunity here for Mosh. First pitch to him off the plate, ball one. One oh from Stevens. Downstairs, ball two. Mosh, 26 at bats on the year. He's hitting .423. He's got a triple, a homer, four RBI, 11 hits on the season. 2-0, down and in. So three balls, no strikes to the pinch hitter, Jack Mosh. We'd expect Gavin Boyle to hit next, but Greenville could start parading up some pinch hitters here in the ninth in a nine-run ball game. That pitch across the zone for Stevens, 3-1. From Stevens. That nearly hit Mosh as it goes all the way to the backstop. Kind of funny there. Ellis, I think at second, he was going to advance to third. He either thought that the ball hit Mosh or the third base coach put up a hand and said, go back. So this will be Boyle. He'll stay in the ballgame to hit as Mosh at first base after the walk. Ellis stands at second. Umpire gives the old infield fly signal to his umpire teammate, and we're ready to go. First pitch, a strike to Boyle. Boyle 1-for-5, 2 RBI. His average at 188. 0-1, Stevens off the plate. One ball, one strike. Do see some action down in the Greenville bullpen. Got to wonder if we'll see Penrod in the ninth. 1-1 misses the zone. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Crushed into right field. That's going to be a base hit. Cardinale over to field it quickly, and I think if this had been a close game, Greenville might have sent the runner, but they'll sort of play stations here as Ellis stops at third on the single by Boyle. That's his second hit of the ball game. Mosh up to second on the hit. So here's Joel Dragoo. He's 1-for-5 as well with a run scored. First pitch over the head of Dragoo all the way to the backstop. But again, the Flyboys are sort of playing it conservatively here with a 9-run lead. So 1-0 the count as Ellis at third, Mosh at second, Boyle at first. The hitter is Dragoo, 11-2 ball game, top in the ninth. Stevens finds a strike on the 1-0. 3-4-5 scheduled to hit for Bristol in the bottom of the ninth. Strong Gardner Oblas. It would take a miracle in the bottom of the ninth to make this one a ball game. 1-1 inside. We've seen Stevens have the bases loaded before, and he walked one in on a four-pitch walk. 2-1. There's a fly ball out to right. Cardinale giving chase on a dead sprint. He's just not going to get there. Probably could have dove to catch it, but would have been a heck of a play out there in right field. It's a long strike. We're 2-2. Two-two pitch from Stevens on the way. Here it comes. Fly ball deep to left field. Hit by Dragoo. Goodbye, baseball. Ninth inning grand slam for Joel Dragoo. And he's really opened up the floodgates here in Bristol. It's now 15-2, Flyboys. As Dragoo hits his first home run of the season. And that one is not coming back. So grand slam for Dragoo makes it 15-2. And if we weren't already just sort of playing for semantics, we're doing it now. Austin Bode, the hitter. One zero off the plate, ball two. Dregu up to, well, he didn't have an RBI until that hit. He's got, he's now 2-for-6 with 4 RBI. 2-0 is swing and a miss by Bode. Bode 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored. Pitch from Stevens, swing through and miss by Austin Bode. And at this point, the State Liners are just looking for outs. Two-two, low and off of Strong, the catcher, and we're full. Tough night here for Bristol. 15 runs, 15 hits for the Flyboys. 2 runs, only 3 hits for Bristol. 3-2 from Stevens. Foul ball out of play. Again, one of our thoughts in pregame was Greenville was at sort of at the bottom of the standings. For in terms of their offense, well, they just needed a trip to Bristol as a 3-2 fouled off. So coming into tonight, Greenville was 8th in runs scored, 8th in hits, tied for last in home runs, 2nd most strikeouts in the league, last in batting average, last in on-base percentage. That has not been the case tonight. 3-2. There's ball 4. So Bode walks here in the ninth. Stevens up to 71 pitches here. And certainly Bristol not going to throw anybody else out there. It's his ball game. He'll have to find a couple outs to finish the ninth, and of course the State Liners will hit in the bottom of the inning. 0-1 the count to Aiden Hill. Hill is 3-for-4 with 2 runs and 3 ribbies. There's strike 2. How about a ground ball here from Stevens? 1 pitch and 2 outs, and we head to the ninth. Breaking ball off the plate. You know that Marvin Sims back there behind the plate. Anything close here, he's probably calling it strike 3. One ball, 2 strikes. Lifted out towards right. Cease. What a catch. I'll tell you what, guys. He just continues to impress with his defense. It doesn't matter the time, the score. Derek Cease, all effort out there at second base. And there's the second out of the ninth. Here's Wallace Clark. He's the 8th hitter of the inning. First pitch to Clark, called strike 1. It's sort of been a the interesting thing for Greenville tonight is, yes, they've got 15 runs, but it's been big innings. They had 4 in the 4th, 5 in the 7th, and now 4 in the 9th. Ball 1 as the pitch from Stevens misses down and in. Ball and a strike. Here's a foul ball out of play. You know, these guys, it's sort of a, when you're in a game like this, 15-2, of course, you're just trying to get to the finish line. But for each of these players, they've got a lot on the line here this summer. They're not only trying to get some valuable reps, but also wanting to put up some good numbers. 1-2, misses outside. Several of these players, not all, but several, are in the transfer portal this summer, and an at bat here in the ninth of a 15-2 ball game could be the difference in your batting average being over 300 or under. Another foul ball out of play. And that may not mean too much, and to most probably to most people that matter. In terms of scouting and things like that, it probably won't matter, but you never know what one at bat can change the way your season goes and the way your season looks over the summer. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch from Stevens. Strike three. Stevens has a few choice words into his glove after the tough inning there and the tough outing for Mr. Stevens. So 15-2 is our score as Greenville adds four more in the ninth. Bristol has their final three outs coming up, 3-4-5 scheduled. Stay with us for the ending, folks. We'll be right back on the State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
She can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
All right, time for the bottom of the ninth. Do not adjust your TV/phone/computer set. That score in the bottom right corner is correct if you're watching on the Appalachian League online, Univ Tech, 15-2. Greenville's had a couple big innings here tonight. We had a 1-1 ball game in the third, and we were thinking a tight pitcher's duel. But Greenville grabs four runs in the fourth, five in the seventh, four more in the ninth, as most recently a grand slam by Joel Dragoo. And three outs away, Nick Strong fouls one up. It's going to get out of play. Where's that one going to bounce? Up and... who's going to grab that one? I'll tell you what, there's been several fans that have left here tonight. And nobody really running after that foul ball, to be honest. 0-1 misses the zone. Foul ball nearly hit a fan here behind home plate. Oh, right over our heads. Whew. Every time a foul ball comes straight back, just take a deep breath. Vaughn a strike, and it's off the plate. They'll say Strong did not go around. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch from Penrod. Strong, another foul ball straight back. So Strong, 333 average. He's 0-for-3 tonight. He's due for a hit. Pitch from Penrod. Oh, boy. Another foul ball straight back. I'll tell you what, if someone's going to hit us this year, it'll probably be Nick Strong. Two or three foul balls in our general vicinity. 2-2. Strong went around. He'll jog down to first on the drop third strike. Collins down to Barone, and that's a strikeout. And the first out of the ninth. I'll tell you what, one of the big positives for this game for Bristol, again, I've said it once, is they won't see Connor Penrod tomorrow. That's about one of the only consolations that you can take out of a ball game like this. Greenville is rolling right now. First pitch to Aries Gardner. Sharply to short. Clark bobbles. Throw is not in time. As Garner reaches again, one of just a few state liners to reach base safely tonight, and that's going to be ruled an error on Clark. So here's Oblas, who's got two hits on the night, including a solo shot. Oh, my goodness. He nearly took off the head of Penrod on that first pitch out to center field. Goodness gracious. Oblas has got some power. Thank goodness Penrod has got some great reflexes. Shoo. Would love to see the exit velocity on that ball by Oblas. As that's a sharp single, good sign for Bristol that Oblas is getting the bat going here. Two on for Joe Kinneberg with one out. And Penrod's first pitch misses outside. I'll tell you, if I would have been the pitcher there, Penrod, and Oblas would have hit that ball right back at me and it narrowly missed me, I probably would have thrown a ball on my next pitch as well. Kinneberg 0 for 3 tonight. 1-0 upstairs. Oblas 3 for 4 tonight with a run and an RBI. I think it's pretty easy to say we know where our state liner of the game is going this evening. 2-0 and ball 3. I'll tell you, man, part of this is probably Penrod running out of gas a bit. Because he's now working into his fourth inning of work. But I'll tell you, that ball hit by Oblas was a rocket. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch. There's a strike to Kinneberg, who's obviously taking all the way. Couple state liners here looking to get on the board with a hit here in the ninth. 3-1. Kinneberg chops one to third. Could this be two? Pilla to second. Ellis for one. The throw to first. Double play, and that will do it. So 5-4-3 double play hit into by Joe Kinneberg. As Oblas retired at second, Kinneberg at first. And this game's over, folks. 15-2. Greenville. It was all flyboys this evening. 15 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors. 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Bristol tonight. Not a whole lot of positives for Bristol, you might say, but the best thing you can say is a loss, I suppose. 1-run loss and a 13-run loss go down the same in the scorebook. And Bristol will host Greenville tomorrow night for another game, 7 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll wrap up some statistics, and we'll get out of here, folks. Stay with us for the post-game show. We'll be right back after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bristol, a 15-2 final. Here tonight, Greenville with a big game on the offensive side and pitching as well. Just an impressive night from the pitching staff, Landon Willeman. 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 3 strikeouts and a walk. And how about Connor Penrod out of the bullpen? 4 innings, gives up his first hit of the year, gives up 2 total in the ballgame, 4 strikes and 1 walk. For Bristol, Harold Baez, the starter, 4 innings, 5 runs, 3 strikeouts, 4 walks. Gage Allen, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 strikeouts and 2 walks. And then Jonathan Stevens, a tough outing in the final 3 innings. Gave up 8 hits in 3 innings, 9 runs all earned, 4 strikeouts and 3 walks. Final line score, Greenville 15 runs on 15 hits, 2 errors, and they left 10 on base. It could have been worse. Bristol, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, only 4 left on base. Just a dominant performance by Greenville offensively and on the mound. One positive for Bristol was Trey Oblas tonight. He went 3-for-4, had a solo home run in the 4th inning, and raised the average up a bit. Now, the winning pitcher tonight was Landon Willeman, who started the game. He's 1-1. Harold Baez gets the loss, 0-1, but check this out. Connor Penrod got the save in this game. In a 15-2 ball game, Connor Penrod earns a save because he entered the game in inning number 6 when the score was 5-2. So a 4-inning save for Connor Penrod in a 15-2 ball game. That's something you don't see quite often. Of course, Stateliners, they've already got the scoreboard off here. This is one they want to forget. But another chance tomorrow to come back out and get things fixed here against the Flyboys on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We hope you'll tune in with us on the Stateliners Baseball Network. Hope for a little better result tomorrow night. We thank you for tuning in. I'm Chris Mangrum signing off, and thank you for listening to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.